Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is April 15th, 2024, and I pray that all of you have accomplished the things that needed to be done, especially your taxes if you live here in the United States. I pray that you have gotten those things done, and if you weren't able to finish it, that you were able to apply for an extension, and that all will go well. Amen. Praise God. We thank you, God, for today. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you that you spread your love in us by your Holy Spirit. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. It is the beginning of another week for whatever it is that we have planned to do this week, and we thank God for it. Amen. Amen. And amen. We have been studying the kingdom living, and that kingdom living is faith, hope, and love. We have the faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus, and we love all. Glory to God. We love all. And as we have been on this journey of discovering faith, hope, and love, and developing that faith, hope, and love in us, we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 11 and reading verses 25 through 30. And we've been through the first, four verses here. And we find ourselves at verse 28. Now, on Friday, I talked about a lot of things. So you need to go back and listen to Friday if you missed it. And but it brings us to this point here in the scripture where Jesus changes his emphasis just a little. And to this point, he's been talking about who God is and that him and God are one, and that everything's that God has given him, everything that God is and that God has. And that at the last verse that we read is, it says that, but the Son is able to unveil the Father to everyone he chooses. And we talked about the ones that God has that Jesus has chosen to unveil the Father to are the ones who humble themselves, the ones who seek God's face, who look for God inside, in them, and who look for God in the scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit to give them clarity. And Jesus, as we do that, Jesus unveils the Father to us. But then in verse 28, Jesus says, are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? He asks a question. In verse 28, he asked a question about, are you weary and heavy burden? And that was out of the Passion Translation. In the New Century Version, it reads this way. It says, come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads. And so Jesus, this phrase, come to me, is the only place Jesus used that. Usually he would say, come follow me, come be with me, come follow me. But here he says, now in the Passion Translation, it says, are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. Come to me. Come to Jesus. Jesus here now is talking about the transition that's going to happen when he dies on the cross and is risen again. And he just simply says, come to me. And then the rest of it says, I will refresh your life. I will refresh your life. And in the New Century, it says, I will give you rest. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. Come to Jesus and find out who he is. It says, I will refresh your life. How many of us need our lives, needs our souls refreshed? We need to come to, and later it's going to say, oasis. And receive fresh water, receive a cool breeze, receive the green, lush grass that we can lay out on and just take comfort and feel safe. He says, are you weary carrying a heavy burden? Wow. And you know, the metaphor here is talking about what Jesus did for us on the cross. Jesus destroyed the heavy burden, the heavy load of sin. S-I-N. Not actions that you did, but the S-I-N that was in us from the beginning. It says that we were born in iniquity. That means that we were born with the sin nature. And the sin nature is passed down to us from Adam. It's nothing we can do about it. But Jesus did something about it. That's the thing. That's what we can do. That's the difference. When we believe that Jesus paid the cost for us, when we believe that Jesus was the spotless Lamb of God, and took on all the weight of the world for us. Took on everything that would burden us down. Took on everything that would weigh us down. Took on everything that would cause guilt and shame and turmoil in us. Jesus took it on. Come to me and I will refresh your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus did for us. This is what he's talking about here. He's talking about that he, if you have this heavy burden, you have this, you're carrying this load that I can relieve you of, Jesus says. I can refresh your life. Hallelujah. He says, I can refresh. I can give you rest. And then in the Passion Translation, it says, for I am your oasis. I am your oasis. That means he's our place of rest. He's the place that we can go and feel safe. He's the place that we can find ourselves in. And then it says, simply join your life with mine. That's the beginning of verse 29. In the New Century Version, it goes on to say, and I will give you rest. Except, watch this. This is what it says. It says, except my teachings and learn from me. Wow. I let that sink in. It says, accept my teachings and learn from me. This, join your life to mine. Simply join your life with mine. Accept the teachings of Jesus. Learn of Jesus. Learn how Jesus walked on this earth the 33 years he was here. Learn how he showed us how to make life successful. He gave us a way. He showed us a way to walk. He showed us a way to be. He showed us how we can be children of God, sons and daughters of the Most High God. He said that nobody knows the Father but him, and nobody knows him but the Father. But he can reveal that to us if we humble ourselves and believe. See, that's a tall order for a lot of people, because they feel like that they know something. They're proud and they're wise in their own eyes. They're smart. They think they know how to figure things out. They don't have to. They feel like, I don't have to submit to anyone. And this is how a lot of people are. They feel like they don't have to submit to anyone or anything. And that this is for those who can't cope. Wow. No. This is for those who don't want to do it on their own. This is for those who realize that there's nothing I can do to save myself. There's nothing I can do, if you believe that there is a God, to put myself in right standing with that righteous God on my own. I have to come to Jesus. I have to submit to Jesus and who he is, who he was, and who he is today. I have to join my life with Jesus, accept his teachings. Wow. It says, accept my teachings and learn from me. We have to accept the teachings of Jesus every single day and learn of him and begin to walk in the ways that he has taught us, that he has showed us how to do. Nothing that Jesus showed us how to do is too hard for us to do. We have the same Holy Spirit in us that raised Christ from the dead. The Holy Spirit will empower us with the love that is the most powerful to learn and walk as Jesus walks. That's strong stuff right there. We have to learn how to do that. We have to begin to take that in and do it. And it's going to take us a lifetime to really learn and be able to walk in it fully and completely. To be able to walk and seek after the things that Jesus did and to see how he did them, and then to walk therein. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. All these things will be added to you. But first, we have to seek the kingdom. first we have to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. There's a song, I think. Accept the teachings of Jesus and learn of him. And we'll deal with the rest of that tomorrow. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. Have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you. And your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.